This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. How are you doing? ¿Cómo estás? ¿Está bien? Oh, good to talk to you. Why am I talking like this instead of Kevin Jackson? Well, it's because I need to talk about Puerto Rico, eh? Hi, papi. You want to hear about Puerto Rico? Let me tell you why I talk about Puerto Rico. Because they say Donald Trump, he don't care about the Puerto Ricans. They are Americans, too. That's what Hillary Clinton say about them. They are Americans, too. My good buddy, Tonto, Chris Peronto, said, "Hey, Hillary, we're Americans, too, and we were stuck in Benghazi." Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me. Puerto Rico got hit by a major hurricane, and you know what they're doing? They're saying, Donald Trump, this is his Katrina. He don't care nothing about the brown people, man. The Boricuas. He don't care about them. Yeah, Donald Trump, he's heartless. What, 5,000 FEMA rescue personnel on the ground prior to Puerto Rico being hit. But the media, they don't tell you nothing about this, do they? No, of course not. They don't want you to know this. Within 24 hours, 24 hours, there were 10,000 military boots on the ground, folks, in Puerto Rico. Reports are now that over 15,000 first responders are now in Puerto Rico, where they have no power. The roads, they are down. The ship channels, you know, the docking, the ports, etc., they are wiped out. I'll go on. Because, see, what I want to tell you is that the left wants you to believe Donald Trump, he shirked his responsibility. He's too busy golfing. He's too busy hobnobbing with his trophy wife. He's too busy, I don't know, beating up on black multimillionaire NFL players. That's what he's doing. Yeah, where's your God now, Donald Trump? Huh? Where's God? 2 Corinthians? Huh? Same first responders are stating that many roads are not clear for trucks to get through. The trucks that are there, many were destroyed, and only 20% of the truckers have actually shown up to help. But who cares? Because even if they had shown up to help, there are no roads that they can use. They're actually walking supplies into villages. Militaries backpacking 100-pound loads while cutting through the forest to get to people. Don't make me go all William Shatner. Phasers set to stun. Residents just waiting around for help. They should get out there and clear the roads. They need to clear the roads. See, what I would do, I was there, I wouldn't be doing the kind of thing that Donald Trump's doing. I would, try to clear the roads. We would get some, I don't know, roads and bridges and you know, we'd helicopter and some drones and, you know, we'd make it work. That's what Donald Trump ought to be doing. It ought to make it work. Residents waiting around. Let me tell you something. I wouldn't be waiting around. I'd have my children helping. Children can move debris. They can get stuff out of the way. Look, if everybody starts doing their little bitty piece, then Puerto Rico fixes itself. You know what I'm saying to you, man? You don't have to wait around on FEMA. But no. You got to blame somebody. There's a white man to blame. If Barack Obama, here's what I can tell you, folks. If Barack Obama, baby black Jesus, if he were president right now, you wouldn't hear peep one out of CNN. You wouldn't hear Hillary Clinton talking about, well, I called and sent the boats down there. You know, I made a few phone calls. You wouldn't hear any of them. There'd be no hype, no hyperbole. It would be Johnny on the spot. They'd be giving you the statistics. The United States, they dispatched 140 helicopters, 28 ships, 6 Army field hospitals, 3 Navy CB battalions, 5 U.S. combat, U.S. Army combat battalions, 3 civil affairs battalions, 2 nuclear submarines capable of generating 2.8 gigawatts of power. Or as they said in Back to the Future, gigawatts. Gigawatts? Jigga, 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 jigga. I can say jigga. I'm an official black man, that's why. They released 300,000 tons of food. medical supplies and water from military stocks to Puerto Rico. And then they delivered thousands of generators and the fuel to power them. It's an island, folks. Ports damaged, roads impassable, ships waiting to dock to deliver supplies, and they couldn't. Donald Trump did not delay in any way, shape, or form. He was Johnny on the spot the way that man is on everything. If Donald Trump is one thing, he is meticulous about details. They had to repair the docks before the ships can dock. Come on now, wake up. Tons and tons of supplies were there. Local truck drivers weren't showing up. Why? Because they were stranded. Anyway, they opened the main port Saturday. 11 ships stocked full of supplies docked. The ships delivered 23,000 cots, 1.6 million gallons of water, food, and they delivered thousands of generators. Many more ships are scheduled to arrive over the next few days. FEMA officials arrived with ships, brought satellite phones to all of the island's towns and cities, plus the American Red Cross, Samaritan's Purse, Feed the Children. Hundreds of religious organizations and other help organizations are on the ground. You, people like you, not these leftist talkers. And I know, oh, Jay-Z sent a plane with some supplies. Jay-Z is a publicity lady of the night. Let's call it that, right? Where's the UN? If you're not there helping or sending financial aid, what are they doing? Are they praying for America? Oh, no, no, that's what the Muslims are doing. Wait, what are the Muslims doing? They helping us out? Are they helping Puerto Rico? They probably want to build a mosque on Puerto Rico. You bet them Christians won't have that. Anyway, this is what the media doesn't want to tell you. They want you to believe a narrative that Donald Trump doesn't care about these Americans. He's more interested in football. Donald Trump can multitask with the best of them, baby. And Puerto Rico is in the best possible hands it could be in, because if it was Obama, it would be photo op central. They'd be talking about statehood and how much of a racist the Republicans are. Who knows? But now they can talk about getting it together, pulling together. Anyway, that's what I wanted to talk to you about with respect to Puerto Rico. We got a lot more to talk about today, too. Yeah, I told you guys I'm going to talk to you about this Hugh Hefner thing. And Hugh Hefner dying and my little sort of come to Jesus moment about Hugh Hefner. I find it interesting because, you know, in many ways, we grew up, we felt like we became men as boys through Playboy in a strange kind of way. So we got that. We got Dr. Seuss, Russian Cannibal, you name it. It's on the Kevin Jackson Show. Back to the day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Donald Trump Jr. shot back at the New York Times on Twitter for being surprised that he took commercial flights from New York to the Yukon Territory in Canada and actually sat in economy class. And he tweeted, why is this so hard to believe? And here's what I want to say about this. The reason why this is difficult to believe is because the New York Times is used to leftism. They're used to billionaires acting like billionaires. Now, don't misunderstand me. Donald Trump's got a private jet, his father. He's got a private jet. He flies around because it's convenient. That's it. Trump likes the attention. If he could fly around with people and get where he wanted to go on commercial airlines, he'd do it in a New York minute. Why would he incur the cost of a plane, ownership, and maintenance? If you don't know what it costs to maintain a plane, believe me, you better be a billionaire. This guy's got a 747, I believe. I have a buddy who's a billionaire who's got a, I want to say it's a Citation, it seats like 12. And he complains when he takes that booker out on fuel and things like this. I can't imagine what Trump pays to have that plane at the ready. But it more than makes up for it because his time is worth money. That's the way he sees it. Now, Junior is not his dad. He doesn't have billions. He may be getting billions when his dad dies or whatever, but he doesn't act like that. They don't understand. The left can't figure out, why aren't these a bunch of pretentious, you know, act like the Obamas who don't have any money but want to act as if they're billionaires? Why don't they act like Pelosi, you know, who wants the Air Force planes to be at her disposal and wants escorts? They don't get it. These are guys that have their money because they're fiscally responsible and they're trying to teach the nation to be that. Look at how Trump ran his campaign. Look at how he's running the presidency, where he says to every one of these guys, you're going to cut your budgets. We're tightening the belt on government. Tom Price got fired. Why? Because he abused it. He abused the privilege of being a public servant, taking private jet. Trump's like, look, dude, if it weren't for Air Force One or me having my own personal jet, there is nothing we need to do in government. There's very few things we need to do in government that requires that level of expediency. Get on a jet, do what other people do, because you know what it'll do? It will show you how the rest of the nation lives. Sheila Jackson Lee, one of the most vocal congressional black circus clowns in Congress, takes a limo to go 300 yards to her job. That big old woman can't even walk three football fields to go to the congressional office. She wants a driver. Can you believe that? This is the level of pretentiousness that these people have. And so the New York Times is like, I can't believe Donald Trump Jr. doesn't act like he's, you know, the king and the queen and one of the royals. Because he doesn't feel that way, because he feels ordinary. His dad has taught him ethics, work ethics specifically, which ironically, some leftist professor says that work ethic is a white trait, that it's white privilege to have work ethic. Can you imagine the level of racism that exists in that statement? It's white privilege to have work ethic? Since when, cotton picker? I mean, what a slap in the face to everybody that's ever worked in that hot sun picking cotton for these bourgeois leftists so they could have their pretty little, you know, scarves and cloths. That's the way they are. You don't even think about the ramifications of what they say. Look, this is a short segment, so I want to touch on a little bit about this Hugh Hefner thing. I know this isn't a big issue to folks, but let me tell you what my thing was. I talked about how when I was a kid, and this is kind of how liberalism gets you, right? You have a natural affinity to sex, right? So when you're a kid, especially coming at 13, 14, 15 years old, boy or girl, you're starting to get, you know, the discussion of sex comes into your brain. It's natural. It's just a product of your genetics. So this guy who my family worked for, Tommy, had a place that my grandmother would go clean, and I would always volunteer to go because Tommy had Playboys laying around, and I'd be cleaning and just kind of, you know, happen to throw the page open. And but at the time, it was funny, I read the letters to the editor, which were really salacious and interesting. In fact, I know this is weird, but I preferred them over the looking at the girls. I mean, you see the girls, but once you flip through there and you've seen, you know, one pair of breasts, you've seen them all. So it wasn't that big of a deal. But anyway, I wanted to go. And I remember this coming of age time where I, you know, it was like a big deal, you know, to go to Tommy's house because I knew I was going to get to see the latest Playboy because we only went over there about once a month. But as I grew up, I told the story that I won a thing to the Playboy Mansion, a gold card to they had these clubs. I never went because they shut them down shortly after I got my card. I won it in a contest. And so they shut it down. And it was good anywhere they had one of these Playboy clubs. And I think the girls were just dressed as bunnies, but you could go in and smoke cigars and have drinks or whatever. Probably at three times what you'd pay to go anywhere else, but you felt special because you had the card. So I had that. Well, long story short, I ended up in my business going to a lot of what they call gentlemen's clubs. And, I mean, I lived in these places. And you really got a chance to kind of see the lifestyle, if you will, of Hugh Hefner, because I would spend so much money, these girls would be like, oh, hey, Kevin, over a period of years, I had an expense account. Part of my, not the company I owned, the company I worked for was like, take these guys to these places. So I'd go, and these girls loved me, and we got to be friends, and I knew all about them. I knew their heartaches. I knew that some were married, some weren't, some were working their way through school. Others were, you know, too old to get another job, didn't get in, have expertise. So it wasn't the glamour that everybody said. It was people relying on looks, and in many cases, tragic stories. You know, molested, raped, you know, abusive relationships with men even going forward, lots of lesbianism, you name it. I saw it. I played on the softball team for a really one of the top clubs in Dallas by accident because, you know, I was in there. They said, we're playing this weekend. I'll play. And I already knew everybody. I was friends with these girls. But what was funny is leading up to that point, who was a kid that didn't want to be Hugh Hefner? I mean, as a young boy, you're like, wow, this dude is, you know, whatever age he was, he's hanging around all these young, beautiful women. You know, they all want to be part of the Playboy, blah, 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 whether it was the centerfold or whatever Playboy was doing. It was iconic. And so to look at Hefner as a person you idolize was not unusual at all. But as I got closer and closer to his lifestyle, which, by the way, I would call the dark side, because it really is. The more you go, I want no part of that. And that's why I look at the guy and I say, I'm glad that there was a Hugh Hefner and I learned who he was and what he did. And there's much from a business perspective to admire. I know that sounds weird, but it's true. He's a branding guy, and his daughter did a good job of doing whatever she's doing. I don't know what's going to happen with it. But then I feel sorry for the guy. At the end of his life, being that guy that's still chasing young women and not happy, you know, in whatever he had built for himself, which wasn't very much when you really look at the scheme of things.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, fellow at the Robert J. Dole Institute of Politics, Lawrence, Kansas, attached to the University of Kansas. Anyway, glad you guys are here. I feel like having degrees in computer science, engineering, and math, electrical engineering, that I'm a pretty bright guy. Logic. We learned a lot about logic. Studied logisticians. People who look at things from an organized point of view. When you have to write a program for something, the first thing you have to have is logic. You have to understand, okay, what are we trying to do here? First program I ever wrote in college was for an elevator. So you have to think about it. Logically, you say, well, what does an elevator do? Well, it takes people up and down. Okay, that's step one. It must go up and down. It needs a counter. And it's something that counts up and something that counts down. So I need a counter. I need a way to get you in there, right, into the elevator. I need an input, right? I need something to press, a button. That button says, hey, I'm waiting on the elevator. And I need one of those on every floor, right? It would be really cool if my elevator could adjust itself and say, you know what, I'm going to stay at floor, if it's a 5-floor elevator, I'm going to stay at floor 3. That way, I'm never going to be more than 2 floors from whoever I have to pick up. So it goes, it drops off at 5, it comes back to 3. It goes, it drops off to 1, then, you know, picks up whatever. Or it even has intelligence where it says, you know what, I know that between these hours and these hours, I'm going to need to be taking people up more, so I'm going to stay at floor 1 versus I'll stay at floor 5 when I know, or 3 when I'm taking people down. Things like that. You can adjust the algorithm, so to speak. So here's what I'm trying to say. I'm pretty bright, but I don't like it when people think I'm stupid. And the NFL believes I'm stupid. See, they believe that I'm going to fall for this notion that these young black multimillionaires, I call them thugleets, are really oppressed. And I'm going to fall for the idea that they need to, you know, do their protest, and that that protest has nothing to do with their love of the country. No, they love the country. I dare you to Google hatred of America, won't stand for the anthem, things like that, and watch how many black folks come up in your Google thing. I'm talking about professors. I hate America. There's a professor, I don't know if we've talked about her, because we've talked about so much over the past few weeks, but she actually said that the flag was like toilet paper. I think we did talk about her, right? Flag is no more special to her than toilet paper. She's making a great living. She's living the dream. I say to these people, I was in a discussion with a Dr. Glover, I believe, or Grover, a lady who wrote to me and said, how can you say, Kevin, that people, black people grow up in hating America? And then they're taught hate. I go, they are taught hate. And so I said, look, I don't have time to educate you, doctor, PhD. I said, but look around you. The president of the United States prior to Donald Trump was a black dude. What do we talk about? Nothing but race. White man's a boogeyman. He got to get you. Even if you got a black president, that don't mean anything. That ain't no progress. What? Really? That's not progress. How do you judge? Now, if you're questioning, Kevin, how could people say that the black president isn't progress? Well, I would say to you, how can black people who are making millions of dollars take a knee and say, I'm oppressed? I have a run-in with police. I could be killed. And then, in the very time that somebody says that, one of these black athletes hiding in a casino because shots were going off. This is Michael Bennett. He looks suspicious. He runs out of the casino. Cops detain him. And he says, it was racially motivated. No, it wasn't, fool. There was a shooting in a casino. He's hiding behind slot machines, rightfully so, because he thinks he's, you know, he doesn't want to get shot. And then he bolts out of the casino, rightfully so, and the cops rightfully went after him. And he thinks, they should know who I am. Really? You got to be pretty full of yourself to believe that law enforcement is let him go. That's Michael Bennett, defensive end or linebacker for the so-and-so. Leave him alone. There's another Negro to chase around here somewhere. They don't know. So Bennett's like, man, he says they targeted him. They certainly did. They targeted a person who was acting suspiciously and ran out of the casino where they were looking for somebody who had just shot people. If that's targeting, they doggone did target him. But here's the bigger issue is he survived. See, I actually tweeted to him and said, hey, Michael, you went through a harrowing experience. Wow, we're lucky to still have you. I wonder how you survived. Because we know how white these cops, by the way, it was two Hispanic and one black, or two blacks and one Hispanic, whatever. It was minority cops that went after the guy. So, hey, Michael, how'd you survive it? Oh, because they were minorities? Or could it have been that you didn't resist? But then he comes on and he slams them. And even said they targeted him and all these other things. And when they got the police video, they went, whoa, hold on there, Kemosabe. Pump the brakes there, bro. None of that happened. They did it by the book. They did it the way they would do it for anybody, Michael. I don't understand why you want to take it personally. And every time I say stuff like this, you know what black folks say? Black leftists? Kevin, man, have you ever had a situation like this occur to you? I'm like, dude, you act like I live in a different world than you. You act like my blackness or what I say, hold on a minute, there's Kevin Jackson. He speaks on our behalf. We'll let him get away. He can curse and not show his hands and reach for guns. Are you out of your freaking mind? No matter how much I say about this stuff, I have to act like I'm a thug. I have to put my hands up and do exactly what I say to everybody. But here's the difference. I'm not going to lie and tell you that I was targeted or the police did this. I'm going to cooperate. And I'll tell you, even people that don't like you, they like when you cooperate. They like, you know what? I may not like this dude. He may not have my politics. He may be, you know, I can't tell you if I've been pulled over by a racist cop or not. But I'll tell you this. I have never had an experience with a cop where I went, you know, he's a racist. I've had experiences with cops where I was like, he's a jerk. I had a cop write me a ticket. I was taking my grandmother somewhere. I was not speeding. And he wrote me a ticket for speeding. And he came up to me and he says, you know what you're doing? I said, no, I don't, in fact. He says, well, I caught you speeding. I said, officer, you don't know me, but I can almost guarantee I wasn't speeding. He goes, how's that? I said, because my grandmother watches the speed limit on this car like the hawk. I have to drive the speed limit with her because she gets mad at me. So she's watching it like a hawk. And I know with her in the car, I just slow it down. I start driving like I'm driving Miss Daisy. He didn't buy it. Wrote me up for being like 4 miles per hour over the speed limit. And I wasn't, even though that was very slow in comparison to what I drive. I wasn't four. I was like, no problem. Give me my ticket. I'll take it. I'm not going to argue with you. I'll argue with you in court, which I did, by the way. Got the ticket dismissed. But almost to a person, they've been cordial, and I do what I'm told because I understand. They're like this situation in Las Vegas. It's a casino. It's after the Mayweather fight. People are hyped up. The cops here, shots have gone off. They're already looking, man. You know, look, I'm not telling you that you shouldn't run out of the casino if given the opportunity. But don't expect the cops to think something different. Put yourself in their circumstances, and you'll say, you know what? This is, I get it. But Bennett complained, oh, they targeted me and all this. I'm going to sue. And then, you know, I don't know if he said he's going to sue him, but I know he was all mad and making a big stink about it. You know, my daughter can't go out and do this and do that. And then they get the video, and they're like, none of this occurred. It was a blatant lie. See, that's what I don't like about the left. They're blatant liars. The situation in Puerto Rico. A cop called a radio station and said that there are mayors in towns that are not allowing food to be distributed because they want Donald Trump to look bad. You guys heard the mayor of Puerto Rico, or mayor of San Juan, who said, hey, he's not doing this and he's not doing that. And she's got a shirt on that's been made up. Instead of worrying about her people, she's working with CNN and getting shirts made up. I mean, where'd she find the what they call it, the silk screener that could do that shirt on an island that's got nobody, that's got no electricity? People starving. People are dying. Well, then how'd you get that shirt? Because maybe you could have saved somebody. Maybe you could have taken somebody some insulin. People are disingenuous liars to their core, but they want you to believe you're the bad guys. Anyway, I'm going to come back to the NFL stuff here in a bit. I'm covering some things because we're almost out of time, and I want to get these things in because you guys are probably, hey, Kevin, you don't talk about it. I talk about a lot, but some of these subjects are important, and I'm going to spend more time on them. And this idea of trying to make people look bad because it gives you political clout or takes them away from them as people starve to death and can't get good drinking water. And this lady, this mayor, is giving all these reasons why, you know, Trump is having issues as she stands behind water. It's ridiculous. Anyway, we've got to take a short break. I'm going to tell you why the NFL thinks you're stupid when we come back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, author of Race Pimping. You can get my book at racepimping.com. And I talked in the last segment about leftists believing that we're stupid. It doesn't matter what our degrees are in. They believe we're stupid. They're smart. They use their pedigree. They talk about their experiences. They give themselves awards. So Barack Obama, who won't publish anything about himself, especially his grades, because he's an idiot. He's a first-class idiot. I don't even have to see his grades. I guarantee you, if they don't alter his grades and we ever see him, you're going to find out he's a 2-point-something student at best. But he gets a Nobel Peace Prize. They talk about this guy as if he is the best academic, like he's, for us, the William F. Buckley of politics. He's an idiot. He has no logic, no reasoning, no common sense. But they make him appear to be smart. Hillary Clinton, smartest woman in the world. Couldn't pass the bar in D.C., passed it in Arkansas, and then can't even practice law anymore. Dumb to her core. Said, if you believe that business creates jobs, well, then you're crazy. Really? Capitalism doesn't create jobs. Okay, sure, Hillary. All right, whatever. Slowly walk away. Don't turn your back. Slowly walk away. Don't turn your back. But the NFL is what I want to focus on for a bit because they played in London again. And remember, these guys took a knee in London in the first game. Our ambassadors, the people who are supposed to represent America in sport around the globe, take a knee. So they go to London again. It's going to be the New Orleans Saints against the Miami Dolphins. And the Saints decide to pull what I call a Jerry Jones. Yeah. They believe this Jerry Jones, I call it Jerry Jonesing, when you take a knee before the anthem and then you stand and lock your arms during the anthem. You're not holding your hand over your heart individually saying it. You're like, the team is bigger than the country. The team is nothing to us. And we are proving it. And we will continue to prove it. Guarantee you. Did you do it last Sunday? Did you watch football last Sunday? I didn't. Then I heard all the media, including Fox, they're not going to show the national anthem because the NFL is probably begging them, don't show it. Let's just try to get over this controversy. Let's get through it. But let me tell you, people at the game will show it. Then the players are going to just finally, let me tell you what's going to happen. They're going to stay in the locker room. Let's stay in the locker room because they want you to forget it. Jerry Jones and folks, they believe the public is stupid. The New York Times called the move by Jerry Jones progressive. That's when I knew, oh, watch out. They're going to tell you that was the right way to do it. The Cowboys market cap was almost $5 billion, double that of most franchises. And my bet, the Cowboys Jerry Jonesing went over like a North Korean rocket shortly after takeoff. And I'm going to tell you, I don't believe they're America's team anymore. I heard somebody say that. America's team no more. I agree. I think their market cap dropped by a solid billion to a billion and a half in that move. Jerry Jones trying to placate after he told his players, you do this and you're let go. That's when the Cowboys were America's team. And now the NFL's trying this Jerry Jones and all over. On Thursday, they tried it. They had both teams come out. They took a knee. Then they stood and locked arms. They didn't salute the flag. They didn't appreciate the national anthem. They didn't. It wasn't a tribute to the veterans. But you're going to see the NFL. They are going to. They're going to roll out the veterans, boy. You better believe it. I said the other day about the Thursday night football game. It should have been a boon to the NFL to have all that, those eyeballs on the players, and you know during the Thursday night game, and say, we're going to surprise you because the NFL is going to be making a special announcement and all. And they blew it. They let the teams Jerry Jones, and then that was the end. And guess what? They suffered. And I'm glad they did. I don't wish anything bad on people, but come on. How do you let somebody essentially dog this country? Let me tell you, the NFL is soon going to learn that unless it does a full mea culpa, unless it completely admits we screwed up on this kneeling thing during the national anthem, the writing's on the wall for them. And I find it ironic that a sport that employs 70% blacks is going to be ruined by the very men who receive its rewards. Thus, black multimillionaires, whom for the most part can do little else career-wise, will relegate themselves to mediocrity in life if going forward over a lie. And this, to me, sort of explains the ignorance of black leftists. NFL players allow one petulant half-black man to ruin things for everybody else. Sound familiar? Let's look at what Obama did for Democrats. I talked about this a while back, but 1,080 losses over the past 8 years, and Barack Obama is the culprit. Unquestionably. Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, all these leftists love their black president no matter what. Thus, they followed him over the cliff. Roger Goodell reminds me of this very thing. He's saying, you know what? We're going to capitulate to political correctness and social engineering no matter what. I will follow these kids over the cliff. Why does he care? He made $142 million in the same time period that the number one quarterback in the league, Brady, made $62 million. Why didn't somebody sound the warning bell with Obama? It'd say 200 losses of seats. But the loss of 1,080 seats, four special elections, and essentially the entire culture has been lost of leftism because we're changing it now. People are finally getting, you know, growing a pair and saying, we're not going to put up with this anymore. They lost all of that because they followed this guy. And the NFL reminds me of it literally to a fault. To a T, I should say. It reminds me of everything that's happening with Obama with politics. Kaepernick has become the Obama of the NFL. The NFL strategy, folks, it's backfired. I don't know why they would put their livelihoods in the hands of a half-black nitwit named Kaepernick. So it's backfired. They believe that this stupid thing of sit down before the anthem, stand for the anthem, is the appeasement. It's middle of the road. I bet you Jerry Jones thought, this is brilliant. This is brilliant. People love it. Yeah, that way I don't seem like I'm backing down, but the players, you know, they get what they want, but we get what we want. No, Jerry Jones, doesn't work that way. See, Democrats think we're stupid too. Now, I know Jerry Jones wrote a check to Donald Trump for $1 million. Congratulations. That don't mean he's right. He thinks we're stupid. He is. Jerry Jones is saying, look, I want to have peace and harmony within my organization, so he backed off of his hard stance. And he doesn't want to say that. He thinks we're stupid. He thinks that we believe that he's still standing up for himself. But he didn't. He let the league down. I'm not putting it all on his shoulders. But if these guys believe that we're going to fall for this idea, well, they kneeled in solidarity for the team, but then they still stood up for the anthem. They stood up. They don't put their hands on their heart. They don't care about America. I told you. I said on the TV the other day, Fox and Friends, there are people teaching racism in this country, teaching black people to hate, teaching woe is me, and you're watching it manifest itself, and they want you to believe that these black guys love America, love the flag, love the anthem, love all the symbols of America, love the founding fathers. Nothing could be further from the truth. Don't believe it. And they want me to back down. I had a lady write me, I can't believe you believe this. And I go, okay, so let me just ask you a simple question. Why are we talking about race still when we had a black president for 8 years? He got elected twice by an overwhelming number of white folks. Why are we still talking about race? Well, that doesn't prove that you're teaching hate. Really? So I ask her, go Google anything that has to do with knockout gang, hate of whitey, you name it. It'll be replete. This is not anecdotal. People act like I live in some kind of bubble, you know, in a gated community where they, you know, it's like, hey, Phil, how's it going? No. I mean, I just moved, but the hood is where I lived. And I'm telling you, I'm all black. And I know what's going on. I talk to relatives. I talk to friends. I talk to friends of friends. I talk to people that pick me up from the airport, the cabbies. I talk to everybody because I want to know what's going on. I want to know the pulse of the nation. And to a person, man, Kevin, these white people. These white people what? I always go, these white people did what? And they can't give me an answer that really suits the, you know, what their issue is. We're taught racism, and they think we're stupid. I assure you, we're not.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.